04.
So man, Simuanda, Soweto, Amanco, Simuanda, Muanda, Hello, direct to Soweto, Muanda, Amanco, Suku.
0530.
Parafini, Makota Fela, Makota Fela, Yaunga, Unga, Gastoma, Zipiango, Gastoma, Zipiango.
Zika Chitika, Musafin Pereira,
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
4:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. 3 die in Lusaka Road accident on Great North Road. Mulungwe residents in Mukushi decry poor roads and network coverage. In African news, more than 500 people killed in Tanzania election violence, inquiry finds. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. 3 people have died following a road traffic accident in Lusaka. The accident happened today around 06 hours along the Great North Road, near 11 miles in the Savannah Hill area. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi says the accident involved a Toyota Hiace minibus carrying 16 passengers to the Lusaka Central Business District. He says the vehicle rolled backwards while ascending a hill and overturned. The 3 victims are 2 males and 1 female have not yet been identified, and their bodies are in the University Teaching Hospital mortuary. Mr. Chilabi says 10 passengers sustained serious injuries and are admitted to UTH, while 3 escaped unhurt. The driver, Kennedy Pungwa, sustained minor injuries and is receiving treatment.
As a result of the accident, 3 passengers, comprising 2 males and 1 female, sustained fatal injuries. Their identities have not yet been established. The bodies have been deposited at the Investigation Hospital mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem. 10 passengers sustained serious injuries and admitted to the Investigation Hospital. 3 passengers escaped unhurt. The driver sustained slight injuries and is receiving treatment at Chipata Level 1 Hospital. The Zambia Police Service has instituted investigations to determine the circumstances surrounding the accident, including possible mechanical condition of the vehicle and other contributing factors. Members of the public, particularly motorists, are urged to exercise caution when driving on heavy terrain and ensure that vehicles are roadworthy before undertaking any journey.
Residents of Mulungwe in Mukushi District have bemoaned the poor state of roads and lack of mobile network coverage in the area, describing the situation as a major setback to development. Mr. Pai Machinko, who spoke on behalf of fellow residents, said the deplorable road infrastructure has made it difficult for people to access essential services and markets. He noted that the situation is further worsened by the absence of a reliable communication network, which limits connectivity and access to information. He has since appealed to relevant authorities to urgently address the challenges, saying improving road conditions and network coverage would enhance economic activities and the overall well-being of the community.
na tshutsutsana kuma transport so twe rombo kwa fulisha kwa kuma road katikweta ma road kuya kumyesu era futhi na network twe romba sansara network nayo na katikwete so communication ushikunga wa irafe nista kwa communication ya kwako kwa panga program umuntu ngari wa lobo shikuni shivuchu shi uta tiyo sami kuri transport so twe romba mtu afuishe kwa road na kwa network.
Kitwe Mayor Mpasa Mwaya says the Kitwe City Council has invited the franchise companies and cooperatives to partner with the local authority in managing waste across the district. Ms. Mwaya says that some stakeholders have already shown innovation by proposing recycling initiatives and other strategies aimed at improving the environment. She added that the council is actively seeking partnerships to address the waste management challenges in the city.
To welcome franchise companies or cooperatives that wants to assist the local authority in managing waste in the district. So other people are being innovative. They are coming up with parks, maybe to do with recycling, and maybe other innovations and strategies on how we can better the environment. So I am not particularly able to comment on one particular franchise or an undertaking, because maybe they are yet to come to my office to do a case test so that I could adequately comment on how that is feeding into the program of the city council. But over and above, we are at a time when we are launching out to ask the stakeholders that let them partner with the local authority so that we can see how best we can improve the city issues.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, says a significant progress has been made in the implementation of the Electronic Government Procurement EGP system. ZPPA Director General Gloria Ngoma says in the first quarter of 2026 alone, over 18,900 tenders were published by 533 procuring entities, while about 238,000 suppliers are currently registered on the platform. She explains that the system, which became mandatory in April 2024, is aimed at improving transparency and efficiency in the public procurement. Ms. Ngoma adds that ZPPA has intensified capacity building efforts, training over 580 procurement personnel and 342 suppliers across 9 provinces, with more than 11,000 suppliers supported through its help desk. She further notes that the introduction of the market price index we help curb inflated their procurement costs and promote value for money. However, she has expressed concern over continued non-compliance among some procuring entities and warns that failure to follow the Public Procurement Act is an offence.
The ZPPA directed the non-compliant procuring entities to adhere to Section 12 and 26(2)(k) of the Public Procurement Act, which requires procuring entities to use the quarterly market price index issued by the authority whenever they were procuring goods, and if a particular item was not in the market price index, the procuring entities should undertake a price reasonableness analysis. Furthermore, procuring entities are required to submit statutory reports to the authority. Failure to comply with any provisions of the Public Procurement Act is an offence.
We break by set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max.